we start with the Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Now, our 10-day retreat here in Santa Maria is over, well concluded with the intensive practice by meditator and the good last sitting, I think. You have a good last sitting, which may make you arahant now. You have become arahant by means of your last sitting? No. Then approaching, or not yet. Yes, a 10-day retreat is just a beginning. Just beginning. But that you may attain some degree of a concentration and some insight into phenomena. Because some of you are the experienced meditators. So you may have attained some stages of insight and concentration, but not higher ones. I think, because you see, 10 days of meditation is the just learning stage for beginners, for those experience may make some progress in their experience. But some of the meditators, not here, call that 10 days of meditation is enough for them to attain peace and happiness. It's wrong. Without purification of the mind, without complete purification of my mind, no one can attain peace and happiness. To completely purify, we have to attain the final stage of enlightenment, that is arahant. As you know, there are the 4 stages of enlightenment. The first one is Sotapanna, Supreme Winner. The second stage is Sakadagami, Once Returner. The third is Anagami, Non-Returner. The fourth is Arahant, Accomplished Meditator. So when you have attained the first stage of enlightenment, both Magga and Phala. Magga is a path knowledge. Phala is the result of the path. Then you can uproot some of the mental defilements. Sakkaya deity and utter deity. These mental defilements, Sakkaya deity and other deity, can be uprooted through the first stage of enlightenment, Sotapattimagga, path knowledge. Then, at the second stage of enlightenment, some of the gross and let gross defilement, that greed, lust, craving, desire, and anger are uprooted by the second stage of enlightenment. Then at the third stage of enlightenment, all of greed, the attachment, and the like, and all of ill will, aversion, are uprooted by through the third stage of enlightenment. But there are some mental defilements which are not yet uprooted by these three stages, lower stages of enlightenment. But all of these defilements which are left undestroyed will be uprooted by through the fourth or final stage of enlightenment, that's a hardship. Only at that stage the mind is completely purified from all defilements. Only then meditator live peace and happiness. So then this meditation does not enable a meditator to completely purify his all these defilements which are the causes of suffering. It's just a learning stage, so you have to proceed with your practice at home or at the other meditation retreat or at the other meditation centers. You should not be content with this just learning stage or this lower stages of insight knowledge you have experienced in this retreat. You are hopeful because you can try your best for your salvation. So you should proceed with your practice to spend on longer period of time on meditation. Say, in a meditation center or in a meditation retreat, but meditation retreats are just 10 days mostly. When you should continue this practice of this mindfulness meditation, because if you practice little bit of this meditation, you have a little benefit. If you practice this meditation, say, intensively for longer period of time, you are able to attain higher degree of concentration and also higher stages of insight knowledge, which destroy some of the mental defilement which are the causes of suffering. In this way you can relieve of these defilements at least temporarily. Then you feel peace and happiness. But if you have accumulated your meditative experience in the past existences, that accumulated experience in the previous existence will be helpful to your attainment of the path knowledge or fruition knowledge, enlightenment, if you have time enough and if you strive your best to practice this meditation. So you should try, you should exert yourself The Buddha said in his discourse of Mahasatipatthana Sutra, the four foundations of mindfulness, they are the seven benefits of mindfulness meditation. ekayano yam bhikkhave mako sattana visuddhiya soka pridevanam samadekamaya dukkha domanasana athimaya and so on. The meaning is there are seven benefits of this mindfulness meditation, namely mindfulness of physical phenomena, mindfulness of feeling or sensation, mindfulness of consciousness, mindfulness of a phenomena. So what are the seven benefits? The Buddha said, the first benefit is a purification of a beings. That means that when you practice mindfulness meditation, when you are mindful of your body and mind as it really is, then you will be able to realize the true nature of this body and mind. Then you will be able to remove some of the mental defilements which are undesirable negative mental states and which are the causes of suffering. When you are able to get free from some of these mental defilements, your mind is partially purified from negative mental states. Then you live in peace and happiness to a certain extent. But as I explained to you earlier, if you are able to attain any stage of enlightenment of the four, your mind is purified from defilements, then you can live in peace and happiness to a large extent. If the final enlightenment is attained, then your mind is completely purified. That's what the Buddha said. Mindfulness enables meditator to purify his being from all these mental defilements and live in peace, happiness. The second benefit is overcoming of sorrow and lamentation. Soka pridevanam samadekamaya in Pali. If you are able to realize both mental and physical phenomena which constitute so-called a person or being as just a natural process of a mentality and physicality, then you don't take this dual process of a mental and physical process to be a person or being, a self or a soul. Then do not arise any defilement dependent based on this mental process and physical process. Those mental defilement arise dependent on the idea of a person, a being, a man or a woman, a soul or self. When the dual process of a mentality and physicality is realized as just a natural process, you don't identify the two dual process to be a person and being a man or a soul or a self. Then there's no idea of a person or being self or soul. So there won't arise any mental defilement at all. Then you don't have a sorrow, you don't have lamentation for anyone, any beloved ones, any relatives, because there's no person, no being, and your mind all are just natural process of a mental and physical phenomena. You know, you experience it through your realization of the true nature of a body and mind. In this way, you overcome this sorrow and lamentation. These are the third and the second and the third benefits of mindfulness meditation. The commentary to Mahasatipatthana Sutra mentions some story about the overcoming of this sorrow and lamentation by means of a mindfulness meditation. We don't need to tell you these stories because you yourself know or experience the benefit of this mindfulness meditation. Then, the fourth and the fifth stage benefits of meditation, mindfulness meditation, is cessation of pain and grief. Here, pain refers to all kinds of physical suffering. Grief refers to all kinds of mental suffering. By means of mindfulness meditation, all kinds of physical suffering and all kinds of mental suffering can be overcome. If you have attained to the final stage of enlightenment, that's rahatship. Even though you are not yet able to attain the final enlightenment, if you attain some higher stages of insight knowledge, then you can overcome some of physical and mental suffering. These can be overcome by means of mindfulness meditation. In this case, too, the commentary mentions some story how a person can overcome physical suffering and mental suffering. Then, the third, the sixth, and the seventh stage of benefit, the sixth and seventh benefits of mindfulness meditation is attainment of path knowledge, magga, that is the enlightenment, and the experience of the cessation of suffering, nibbana. These are the six and the seven benefits of mindfulness and meditation. If you spend enough time on meditation, and if you have put enough effort in the practice, it's very clear that you are able to attain these two, the benefits to attainment of enlightenment and the experience of Nibbana, the cessation of suffering. These are the seven benefits of mindfulness meditation, which is expounded by the Buddha in his discourse of the four foundations of mindfulness, Mahasatipatthana Sutra. So, what you should do is just to proceed with your practice. If it is possible in a meditation retreat, or if it's possible in a meditation center. But the meditation retreats are mostly 10 days, so they are not enough time for meditator to attain any stages of enlightenment. So you should practice this mindfulness meditation at the meditation center where you can spend a long time on meditation. But before you are not able to practice a longer period of time, you should practice it at home daily, every day. Because, as I said, the 10 days meditation is just a learning of the technique and just experience of some concentration and some insight. So you should carry it over to your house. You should not leave your experience at a retreat. So if you proceed with your practice at home, it means that you take the experience, the concentration, the insight you have had, and the retreat is carried over until you have practiced at home. But at home, you haven't time enough to practice. You may have, say, 1 hour or 2 hours a day. But even if 5 minutes you have, you should practice this meditation as long as you could. If you are able to keep aside, say, 1 hour or 2 hours a day for meditation, then, say, in morning, 1 hour, you should practice walking meditation about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Then sit for meditation about 45 minutes or 50 minutes. Every sitting meditation should be preceded by walking meditation. And walking meditation, the object of meditation is very much distant to your mind, so you can concentrate on the movement of the foot in a short time. You can attain some degree of concentration by walking or in the walking. That concentration should be carried over by being mindful of what you are doing when you walk to the place where you are to sit. Until you have settled down on your seat and begin to focus, begin to concentrate your mind on the abdominal movement. In this way, concentration you have attained in the walking meditation will be continuous with the concentration you are to attain in the sitting meditation. Then, in that sitting meditation, you have some degree of concentration. So every sitting meditation should be preceded by walking meditation at least 10 or 15 minutes. Then you sit, say, for 40 minutes or 1 hour. Then, but at home, there are many things distracting your mind. The mind is distracted by many worldly affairs or family affairs. So you have to note the distractions, thinking, wondering, imagining, planning, seeing mental images and so on. Noting, thinking, wondering, planning and so on. Under those, mental state has disappeared. After they have disappeared, you return to the primary object. You should not be disappointed because your mind goes out very often, because your home is not a meditation center, not a meditation retreat. So environment is not helpful to concentration and insight. But something is better than nothing. So you have to practice meditation every day. If you have the an hour in the evening too, you should do the same. 10 minutes walking and 40 or 50 minutes sitting. But you should try to apply this mindfulness to your daily life. So whatever you are doing in your daily life should be generally aware of. You should apply general awareness to what you are doing, except 3 hours, working on arithmetic, reading and writing. Except these 3 things, you can apply your mindfulness to what you are doing generally, not in detail or not specifically. When you are aware of what you are doing at home, you do all the actions and movements normally, not slowly, but applying general awareness to what you are doing. But that awareness must not be accompanied by noting or labeling. You need not note, you need not label. What you do is just be aware of what you are doing as much as possible. Then you'll have some benefit out of your daily awareness of daily activities. So you should do in this way. This is the meditation at home. But whenever you have a good opportunity to participate in any retreat, you should do it. But if you have the better opportunity, then you should go to a meditation center and all practice your meditation for a longer period of time, say about 3 months or 4 months or 6 months. Then you may be able to attain some stages of enlightenment and destroy some of the mental defilements. Then you may live in peace and happiness. And may all of you, believing in the teaching of the Buddha, which enable you to purify your and live in peace and happiness, strive your best and attain the cessation of the suffering.